She's been around Jesus some time, and or she's heard this stuff from heard these things from his disciples. Okay, Jesus explained to his disciples four times about his death, burial, and resurrection, at least his death, and they didn't believe him. But one thing's for sure and for certain, and that is that this woman knows about the Lord's death. She knows about his death. And she believes it, and she knows that once he goes to the cross, once he goes to the cross, and she won't be able to get close enough to do anything for Jesus again. Because if there's one thing that the Jews knew in the Old Testament, that if you go to get crucified, you're going to die. And they're going to make sure that you're going to be dead. And so these are the facts. She does what she can do. And if you go to Mark 14, you'll see that that's what Jesus said. Mark 14, verses 8. The Bible says, Jesus, here he's rebuking the disciples. And Jesus said, verse 6, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She has wrought a good work on me, for ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will, ye may do them good. But me ye have not always. She hath done what she could. She has come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. So she knew what she was doing. She knew he was going to die. And this woman, she believes what Jesus has spoken about his death. I mean, if you look in Matthew 26, verse 2, you know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. And so she has to be there to hear this. She has to be here to hear this. So she believes in his burial. She believes that he's going to die. And she also will believe in his resurrection. She doesn't at this point. And you know that because she's at the tomb. She's not looking for him to come up out of the tomb. She's looking at, what did they do with him? The tomb is open. She sees him there and she's thinking that somebody took his body. But she will believe. John 20, 16. The Bible says that Jesus said unto her, Mary, she turned herself and said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, Master. So she believes once he speaks to her. But those are the facts. She believes in his death, she believes in his burial, and she will believe in his resurrection. Verse 10 in Matthew. Matthew 26, verse 10. The Bible says, when Jesus understood it, he said unto them, why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always. And so here Jesus, he's going to deal with the majority of the people. Even though one of the disciples here has given Mary a hard time, not because he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and he said to be so in John 12. And why he's carrying the money around. What was precious to Judas was money. And what was precious to Mary was the one who healed her. Was the one who healed her. Now, who is this Mary? I mean, who is this woman Mary? It looks to be Mary Magdalene, out of whom Jesus cast out the seven devils. Okay, but there's no way to be absolutely sure. But if you look at the account in Luke 7 again, we'll see that there's a clue here. Luke chapter 7. And the first clue is that the Pharisee knew this woman was a sinner. And so she had to have been doing some wicked things. And Yet Jesus healed her. And the Bible says that Mary Magdalene, she went from city to city with Jesus and the disciples. And not only that, but she was there at his she was there at his crucifixion. She was there at his crucifixion. And not only that, but she was there after the third day. She was there at his tomb when he was resurrected, after he resurrected. So this woman was following Jesus. And if you'll read this account in chapter 7, you'll see that this woman, she's given as an example in the account where Jesus is rebuking this Pharisee. And look at what it says here. It says, verse 40, "And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he saith, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors, the one owed 5 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which one of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house, and thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with her tears, and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little." Here's this Pharisee who is supposedly a righteous man. And here's this woman. And then she's mentioned, the very next verse, this Mary of Magdalene is mentioned, which had 7 devils. Now imagine a person having 7 devils in them. How sinful and wicked they would be. Just a thought there, folks. I believe it's this Mary of Magdalene that is washing the feet of Jesus. I believe it's the Mary of Magdalene that has anointed Jesus' head. And so, but, I mean, you don't have to believe that. There's really no 100% proof, yes. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. But anyway, this woman, she believes Jesus when he's talking about his death. She believes about his burial. And she went from city to city with Jesus. She was everywhere he was. And so it's my belief that she was right there at this dinner. And she was anointing the feet of Jesus, and she was anointing his head. This woman's actions were, her belief was manifested by her actions. All right. At one point, Jesus, look in, if you would, in John 20, verse 16. I don't even know why I have that there, but that's about his death. Yeah, she's believed in Jesus. Her actions are manifested by her belief, and Jesus said, and he said unto her in Luke verse 48, he said unto her, "Thy sins are forgiven." And he said to the woman, verse 50. "Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace." And so this woman has faith. She has faith in Jesus. She believes in his death. She believes in his burial. And in verse John chapter 20, 16, she believed in his resurrection. Go back to Matthew, verse 11. 26, verse 11. The Bible says, "For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always." Now, last week I made mention, and we looked up a reference that, hey, the disciples, it's fair to say that you know, Jesus is, he's taught to give to the poor. And his disciples were there when he was teaching that rich ruler to sell everything he had and give to the poor. And so you can kind of, can't blame the disciples for wanting to say this to this woman and give her a hard time. And so he rebukes these disciples gently, but it's aimed at the majority, not the minority. The majority of his disciples, they did care for the poor. But not Judas. And so, in actuality, when you look at this, what did this woman do? Did she not give to the poor? Did Jesus have a house? Did he have a house of his own to go and have a supper in? No, he didn't have a house, but the Pharisee did. He held a dinner. The fact is that Jesus, at the end of his life, he had only the clothes on his back. And the Roman soldiers got those. The Roman soldiers got those. You find that in John 19:20-23. There was no money for Pilate or Caesar to get from Jesus. There was no land for them to seize from Jesus. There was only the life, and they took that. The clothes the Romans got. And yet Jesus was content with what he had while he lived on this earth. And likewise, we should be content. And Paul tells us, if you have having food and raiment, therewith be content. And so, great lesson there, folks. Great lesson there. Verses 26-12. For in that she hath poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. One thing for sure, that's for sure, is that when Jesus, when he came to the cross, folks, 2 days, right? We know, verse 2 of chapter 26, 2 days later, when he came to the cross, he didn't smell like he needed a bath. All right? He didn't. And I'm not, yeah. He didn't smell like he needed a bath. Why? This woman cleaned him up. She cleaned him up before he was crucified. And this woman knew he was going to die. She believed in that. And just because Jesus said these things to the disciples doesn't mean that they were the only ones that heard him. Look, if you would, in verse 2. You know, verse 1, and it came to pass when Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said unto his disciples. Just because his disciples are referenced there doesn't mean that this woman wasn't there, okay? And doesn't mean that she didn't hear. She knew this from somewhere. And so it's apparent by the scriptures that this woman, she knowingly did this. She knew that, and she believed that he was going to die, and she did this. This great thing. Because she believed. She believed what Jesus said. Verse 13, verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman hath done, be told for a memorial for her. What gospel is he talking about here? Well, that's a question that's a valid question. But all, what's he talking about? What's this woman doing? What's the book of Matthew talking about? What does it have to deal with? What is the book of John? What is the book of Mark? What does the book of Luke talk about? The gospel of his death and his burial. All right, that's what he's talking about here. That's the context. This gospel. She's coming to anoint his feet and anoint his head for his burying. Okay, and so the good news that the scripture is fulfilled. That's the gospel. It's going to be fulfilled. John 11. This is the good news. John 11:50. When we read this verse before, here's a man, he's the high priest. And and he's prophesying of what should be done for the nation, and not for the nation only. The Bible says in verse 50, "Nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not. And this spake he, not of himself, but being the high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for the nation, and not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad." Okay? And so, now let me ask you something. What is Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John dealing with? It's dealing with the gospel. And in each of these books, this woman's, what she did is recorded. And in each of the books, the gospel books, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ is recorded, folks. So it has to deal with the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so when a person preaches the gospel, how does the book start? It says, the gospel according to Matthew. Right? That's the title of the book. The gospel according to John. The gospel according to Mark. The gospel according to Luke. And so when a person preaches that gospel, this woman's deeds are mentioned. They're told of her, of a memorial of what she did. And why? Because God has a good memory. God remembers what this woman did. And he wants it to be known to others. And in order for what this person did, this woman did, not to be told for a memorial of her, a person must not preach the whole gospel according to Matthew. And a person must not preach the whole gospel according to John. And the person must not preach the whole gospel according to Luke and Mark. And or take those words out and just leave her aside and not go through the whole account. That's why they're called the Gospels, folks. It's recording the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Okay? Now, I understand there's other Gospels there. But in order for us to understand this here, the context of what this woman has done is about his death and his burial. Okay? Now, do you realize that there's a record of things that you do for Jesus? What I do for Jesus? There's a record. It's a valuable lesson here. And what you do for Jesus now, God won't forget tomorrow. He's not going to forget. In eternity, it looks like your rewards are a memorial of what you did for Jesus. People are going to remember what you did for Jesus by what you did on this earth, by what you get in eternity. And so the great lesson we can learn from what this woman did is that what you do for Jesus today will never be forgotten, folks. And what this woman did for Jesus that day on this earth, the Bible says God's words are forever written in heaven. And you're going to hear about this woman for eternity. For eternity. Psalms 119:89, and we'll stop here. The Bible says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." And we're going to see this in heaven every time we read through Matthew. And every time we read through Luke. And every time we read through Mark. And every time we read through John. And what this woman did is going to be remembered, folks. And what we do will be remembered. All right, and we'll stop there and pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for your words and the simple lessons this morning. And we pray that we would just understand that and continue to serve you and continue to do things for you, the one who saved us. And we pray these things for Christ's sake. Amen.